Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Liverpool FC returns to Fenway Park this summer. They'll take on Sevilla FC Sunday, July the 21st. And here to talk about that and so much more is a legend of Liverpool, John Barnes. John, it is great to have you at Fenway Park.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. I've been in Boston before. I played for England here where the USA beat us in 1985.
That seems like a rarity.
Well, I was at Foxborough. We didn't play here, so I've never been here before. But, of course, you know, I know about Fenway Park and of course, you know, the Red Sox and the Boston historic sports team. So it's good to be here.
You are well familiar with the history of Liverpool and all of European football, and it's been quite a run for Liverpool all the way through Europe. They win the Champions League this year. What does that mean to you as an alum of the club?
Well, not just winning the Champions League. For me, the whole season has been spectacular because the fact that we've only lost one league game, we finished second in the league, unfortunately.
But Which is unbelievable.
To lose one game and to finish second shows what a great season it was. Because, of course, what Liverpool has given us, not just me, but fans as well, week in, week out, they've given us consistency, commitment, determination, and success. So even had we lost the Champions League final, what that would have meant was that we've lost two games all season, which still would have been a spectacular season. So I'm more pleased for Jurgen Klopp because he's been to about four or five finals and not won one. And that's a bit of getting the monkey off his back because people said, well, he's a perennial loser because he's done well to get to the final. What that shows is that he's got teams to the final who really shouldn't have been there.
No question about that. You know, the Red Sox and their fan base got to know Alex Cora last year and have fallen in love with his managerial style. What is it about Klopp that is such a good fit in Liverpool?
It's the identity that he brings in terms of the relationship with the fans, because that's what sport's all about, the fans. If you look at the Red Sox, you look at Liverpool, it's not just about the club. It's about the relationship and the harmony that the fans have with the identity of the club. Now, I'm not saying that Liverpool is better or worse than anybody else, but what you have to have is you have to find a fit for the fans, the manager, the city. And of course, now when you talk about the fans aren't just in Liverpool. They're all over the world. So, of course, when Liverpool come here, as much as they're not scouts, Liverpool fans here in Boston, I think that once you then become a Liverpool fan, you identify with that culture. One of determination, grit. So there are different clubs with different identities, but I think that the fit for Liverpool fans and Jurgen Klopp is paramount.
Where were you for the second leg against Barcelona? One of the great moments in the history of that club, coming all the way back after what happened at the Camp Nou to win that semi-final was remarkable. Where were you?
I was in Qatar, funnily enough, because I was actually doing the game. I work as a pundit in Qatar for beIN Sports. Hmm. Unfortunately for me, I was there with one of the most famous presenters in England who now lives in Qatar, and he used to play for Everton, and Everton, of course, are our biggest rivals.
Indeed, the Derby, yes.
So, of course, Evertonians don't want Liverpool to win, so there's something that went out on television of myself when we scored the fourth goal of me cheering, and Andy Gray, his name's Andy Gray, for Everton, and he was completely still. So it was a nice shot, but I was in Qatar.
Just an amazing turnaround, and Fenway Park will host Liverpool again this summer, and what can we expect from that? What should fans look for? We know it's after the long European season. Maybe sometimes all the brightest superstars may not be in the thick of everything, but what should fans who want to come to Fenway and see Liverpool expect?
Well, I think anybody who's ever seen Liverpool play under Jurgen Klopp, particularly in the last couple of years, regardless of the team who plays, they play with effort, commitment, determination. They'll be playing like it's a Champions League final because you talk about that game against Barcelona. We didn't have two of our best players. We didn't have Firmino or Salah, and people thought, well, how are we going to come through? It doesn't matter who plays for Liverpool. Liverpool are now on the stage because of the identity they've created and this culture of giving 100% commitment and determination regardless of who plays. So as much as it's a friendly, it's a long season, it's a preseason, so players may not want to get injured. You may feel they're going through the motions, but Jurgen Klopp's players don't do that. So it's going to be a great game.
You can feel the emotion coming through the microphone from you about the culture of the club and how that translates onto the field. When you put the kit on yourself, what did that mean to you?
Well, it's not just the culture of the club, it's the culture of the city. I went to Liverpool as a 23-year-old from London. And, of course, London's a much more cosmopolitan city where they haven't got the passion that people have up north. I don't know geographically how it is in America, but people talk about Northern to Southerners,
so you're quickly
similarities. So you quickly are aware of the demands from a commitment level from the city itself. Because I have to say, as much as they are the enemy, Evertonians are like that. It's just Scousers. I don't know if you know any Scousers, but they're like that. So if you can't handle that culture, you're not going to last.
The Red Sox and Yankees are going to play in London coming up this weekend. Being around that part of the world, what do you think the anticipation level is, the sense, and what will the Red Sox and the Yankees find when they land in London?
Well, they find a lot of support because I'm from the American football perspective. I think it was the Giants who played at Wembley, and I happened to be going down to London, and I saw thousands and thousands of fans going down to watch an American football game at Wembley, which seems strange. So as much as I suppose it's probably similar to people who may not know how popular soccer is here, yeah, coming and seeing that the stadium is going to be full because they don't understand how many football fans, soccer fans, they have here. So while baseball isn't particularly big in the UK, you do have a niche of like thousands of fans who support them. So I'm sure they'll have a fantastic time. And of course, London is a great city, so they should play at Anfield, I think. Never mind Wembley.
I agree with you, and I think there's some people who are in this building who might be able to make that happen.
The problem is that, of course, the stadium's not big enough. I mean, there'd be so many home runs. Sure. That'd be an exciting game.
Every
hit would be a home run.
At the home of the Hammers, they might have the same problem. John Barnes, thank you so much. It's been really fun to catch up.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.